One of the interesting challenges of the time is that you are developing the ability to take, whether something is important or not, to take it all at the same level of lightness. That will save you a great deal of energy. But the mind has a problem with it, because the mind has made decisions about what is important and what is not. And the guidance that you are getting now is, in essence, to say, ultimately, nothing is important. And that is a hard concept, particularly because the patriarchal model is all designed on most important, least important. And now it is that energetically we need to approach everything as if it is just a thing. It is a thing we are dealing with. It is a thing that is changing. That is all there is to it. And so this is going to take a little work. There is an interesting thing about your bodies. When you think about handling something that is important, your body rises to the occasion, and you are now producing all kinds of things inside of your body that have been called upon because something is important. But the mind will fight for that, fight for the continuation of that. But when you are thinking of the universe and the power of the universe to be in charge of this plan that we cannot figure out, but it is going on anyway, you can understand why we would rather that you see nothing as important, rather than this is important and this is not and this is should be but is not. It is too hard on your nervous system. And when your mind is saying important, it does not mean that you do not attend to it, but you want to practice attending to it with as little panic as possible, and in a strange way, with as little energy as possible, because that is going to preserve your own energy for you. But of course, you're going to have to make some kind of peace with your mind, and it may be something that you say to your mind. For instance, This has something frightening about it, but the universe is in charge of the outcome, so I will attend to it, but I will not make it important. And that is a whole skill level that you have not had to develop before, but now is the time to develop it. But when you think about it, let us say that you have some debt, and there is a payment due, and you are a bit short where you are right now, but you're going to work and the money will be there for it to make the payment. So you have your choice about how you handle that. The head will say, you do not have the money for the payment, and it will send you into panic. And then it will send you into panic about doing what you need to do to get the money for the payment, and that the adrenal glands are going mad over that one too. So you have a huge outlay of energy. And now the thing that needs to be there is going to sound strange. You have a payment to make, and you do not have the money today. Stop. That's all it gets. That's all it gets. And you're going to feel all manner of things. You may even feel that you are not being a responsible person, if that is how you feel about it. But the truth of it is, you are being an extraordinarily responsible person if you are willing to look at going at it that way. No, we used money because that is such a triggered thing. Then there is another thing that we want to add here that's very important. It is the time to build trust in yourself. The knowledge that you will work to complete something, that you will learn about something, that you will seek what you need to make something better, and that you know you will do that because you are taking care of your life. And that does not require a great deal of energy. It might require more consideration. You might have to think of more than one thing or consider doing more than one thing. But it doesn't, but that panic energy that comes with, oh, I do not have it all right now. And that is what we need to eliminate in these times. And we will mention this only briefly because of the structure of what is running your country. You cannot afford to be upset. It is insane, and it is what it is. But what do you get for panicking about it? You get nothing for panicking about it. And we're going to broaden that to this other teaching. What do you get for panicking about something over which you have no control anyway? So do you see what we are saying? We are saying gather your energy in. Trust yourself that you will be responsible for knowing about things, but you will not be putting your body and your emotional body in a bad place about something where in this moment you cannot do anything. Trust yourself that you will work with whatever needs to be worked with, and that you will do that in the right time and as the time comes up, and trust that the universe will show you or help you. And this, we are speaking about a revolutionary lesson. And why we are speaking about it is that it is the only path to freedom. You must have yourself back. You must put the care and keeping of your own energy at the top of the list of things that are important. That is something that is important, the care and keeping of your energy. Now, of course, when you can do this, this will begin to erode one of the oldest of the patriarchal curses. And that is, I do not have or know or whatever it is in this moment what I believe I need to know. And what does that mean about me? Oh my, this one, we believe we have heard this said in your culture. It is so old that it has a beard. This reaction, this thing we are talking about, has been with you far too long. Because when something is, and you are going to do right things, and the universe will support you, there is no need for you to put your body through torment, and there is certainly no need for you to say, what is wrong with me that I do not have everything that I need right now? There is no need for that. No need for that at all. And this is a wonderful time to clear that. Now, are there things that are important? Yes, but at the top of the important list is you. And what is good for you, what is kind for you, what is supportive for you. And this, we want to turn the important things around so that the things that are light and positive are at the top of the importance list. And all of the other things fall back down into place and will be handled in the right time. This is going to take a little practice, we understand. And we do understand that your first instinct for a long time may be that panic. Negativity and panic go together, not too surprisingly. So we want to remember that when the feeling of panic comes up, that is also what invites in negativity to your life, to your body, to your health. We do not want to do that. So this is the beginning of some of the what are the new teachings, the new teachings of light. But we are going to begin with this. We're going to take a little bit of time and speak about this together. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe it into your body, into your emotional system. Breathe out fear. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful place that you've made in your heart. A place for comfort, a place for rest, a place for learning and creating. And see that a path is illuminated and it calls you. And you walk to that path. And as you step on the path, you let go of everything that you do not wish to carry with you. Feel it falling away from your body and from your chakra centers. Leaving the body, falling away, and feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. So when you step on the path takes you easily, and you do not work anymore. You are letting the path move you, and know that the air is full of blessings. Full of the things that are good for you, things that you need, things that support you in everything that you do. And the path itself moves you upward. until you come to the place of burden. And see that there is a large pot in front of you. And in this pot, there is a magnetic element. And it pulls away from you anything that you have seen or feel as burden. So if you think of a burdensome thing, let this pull it out of your body and into this deep pot. And take a moment and choose a thing that you see as burdensome. Exhale it. Let it go into the pot. Now see that the pot is turning and changing and moving, and let it give you a symbol that rises up from the release of the burden. Look at what you have when there is no burden. Now come back to the path again and let the path move you upward. Feel how light you are and how light the energy is as it rises. And come to the place of knowledge of freedom. And in this place, allow yourself to know how to be free in every situation, even if you have not known it before. Breathe in the knowledge of how to be free. Now come to the path again and let the path take you to the place of the gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you, holding you and blessing you and loving you. And receive the teacher's blessing. Now thank your teacher for coming to be with you here. And turn and begin to come back down the path. Still light. Still being blessed with every step you take and supported by something stronger and wiser than you are. Come back down the path to your heart center. Be in your heart center. Breathe. Center in your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.